Chapter 3 Experience. Number 1. What is the light of consciousness? It is the self-luminous existence consciousness, which reveals to the seer of the world of names and forms both inside and outside. The existence of this existence consciousness can be inferred by the objects illuminated by it. It does not become the objects of consciousness. Number 2. What is knowledge? It is that tranquil state of existence consciousness which is experienced by the aspirant and which is like the waveless ocean or the motionless ether. Number 3. What is bliss? It is the experience of joy in the state free of all activities and similar to deep sleep. Number 4. What is the state beyond bliss? It is the state of unceasing peace of mind, which is found in the state of absolute quiescence, which resembles inactive deep sleep. In this state, in spite of the activity of the body and the senses, there is no external awareness, like a child immersed in sleep. A yogi who is in this state is inactive, even while engaged in the activity. Number 5. What is the authority for saying that an entire moving and unmoving world depends upon oneself? The self means the embodied being. It is only after the energy, which was latent in the state of deep sleep, emerges with the idea of I, that all objects are experienced. The self is present in all perceptions as the perceiver. There are no objects to be seen when the I is absent. For all these reasons, it may undoubtedly be said that everything comes out of the self and goes back into the self. Number 6. As the bodies and the selves animating themselves are everywhere, actually observed to be innumerable, how can it be said that the self is only one? If the idea, I am the body, is accepted, the selves multiply. The state in which this idea vanishes is the self, since it is the state that there are no other objects. It is for this reason that the self is regarded as the one only. Number 7. What is the authority of saying that the Brahman can be apprehended by the mind, and at the same time, that it cannot be apprehended by the mind? It cannot be apprehended by the impure mind, but it can be apprehended by the pure mind. Number 8. What is the pure mind, and what is the impure mind? When the indefinable power of the Brahman separates itself from the Brahman, and in the union with the reflection of the consciousness, assumes various forms, it is called the impure mind. When it becomes free from the reflection of the consciousness, through discrimination, it is called the pure mind. It is a state of union with the Brahman, is it its apprehension of the Brahman. The energy which is accompanied by the reflection of consciousness is called the impure mind, and its state of separation from the Brahman is its non-apprehension of the Brahman. Number 9. Is it possible to overcome, even while the body exists, in karma, which is said to last till the end of the body? Yes. If the agent, the doer, upon whom the karma depends, namely the ego, which has come into the existence between the body and the self, merges in its true source and loses its form, will the karma that depends upon it alone survive? Therefore, when there is no I, there is no karma. Number 10. As the self is existent and consciousness, what is the reason for describing it as different from the existent and the non-existent, the sentient and the insentient? Although the self is real, as it comprises of everything, It does not give room for questions involving the duality about its reality or unreality. Therefore, it is said to be different from the real and the unreal. Similarly, even though it is consciousness, since there is nothing for it to know or to make itself known to, it is said to be different from the sentient and the insentient. End of chapter 3.